Now KRWG News. Good morning. It is 7:45, and the VSS Unity launched successfully from Spaceport America yesterday. Here's Madison Staten with more.
Virgin Galactic's first fully crewed spaceflight launched horizontally from New Mexico, attached to its mothership, VMS Eve, before detaching and making its way up into the atmosphere. On board, two pilots and four mission specialists, including founder Richard Branson. He says this flight has been a long time coming.
I was once a kid with a dream, looking up to the stars. And now I'm an adult in a spaceship looking back to our beautiful Earth.
Branson reflected on the trip following the successful completion of the flight, saying he one day hopes commercialized space travel can be accessible to all. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
Find Madison's full report at krwg.org. The StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces in March of 2020, and through this month, we are presenting portions of those interviews. Today, Frances Williams talks about her life as a military wife, married to a World War II veteran. She was interviewed by her friend, Monica Kimball.
I want to tell you how I met my husband. Very interesting. I'm a girl from Brooklyn, New York. It was World War II, and we used to meet at the Astor Hotel. Well, I had a date, and he stood me up. But two sailors came along, and they were both from the South. I'd never heard a Southern accent. And so they were trying to pick me up. And they followed me, and I told a cop, these guys are bothering me. And he said, lady, there's a war going on. Take them in and get them sobered up. And that's how I met my husband. I should also tell you, at the time, I was 13 years old. I don't usually tell people that. So
it's on record now.
Well, that's why I'm such a young great-grandmother. Anyway, so after that, I started seeing my husband, who was Oswald L. Williams, and he was a Navy man. I ran away from home to marry him, and I was 16 years old. He took off and went back to sea, and he had just come back from North African theater. After that, he went to England. He was on D-Day, and he drove the LSG from England to the beaches of Normandy, dropped off the troops, and then took the wounded and the dead back to England. And he did that for several months. And I was working then for the Air Force. And my mother-in-law was helping me, you know, take care of the children. We lived with her and so forth.
Oswald was in the Navy for 24 years, right?
24 years.
Out of those years, how many years do you think you've actually spent together?
Not a lot.
Not a lot in that time.
One of the problems when you have separations, there's a great deal of domestic violence. There's a great deal of divorce. And of course, when your husband is at sea for 9 months or a year and they're pulling into ports, there was no question in my mind that
what they are and are consisted of.
Yes. So after that, when he went back, then he went back to sea, and I came back to Las Cruces. And I vowed I would never, ever leave again. I wrote a poem. I called it The Warrior's Wife, a Tribute. I have walked the path of warriors, though I am not a warrior. I have felt the pain of warriors, though I have not been wounded. I have cried the tears of warriors, though I have not held a fallen comrade who died during battle. I have heard the warrior's words, honor, loyalty, service, love of country and faith, and I embrace them. I have felt the warrior's loneliness, for I have suffered those desperate, lonely hours too. I have felt the warrior's fear and apprehension. My fear is not knowing what happened to my warrior. I have felt the grief of the warrior's family, never to return to the embrace of loved ones who waited patiently for them. I have walked the empty path where my warrior walked, but will walk no more. Fear of battle, fear of loss, waiting, wanting, not knowing, the joy of reunion and return. The path of the warriors leaves footsteps leading in many directions. The courage is the hallmark of the warrior, and for those he left behind, to rejoice and grieve, joy and sorrow. The brand of the warrior on the living touched by their sacrifices. How to repay their gifts to us of liberty and freedom, only with peace.
Oh, that's splendid. I think it's just a most beautiful tribute, and I thank you so much, my friend.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
To hear this segment, the full interview with Francis Williams, and other StoryCorps interviews, go to the StoryCorps page in the radio section at krwg.org. Funding for this segment provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for their residents. Accepting admission in their 3 sanitized homes. More information at 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.